Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 16 of Psalm 105. And he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They forced his feet into shackles. He was put in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord refined him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of peoples, and set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler over all his possessions, to imprison his high officials at will, that he might teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt. So Jacob lived in the land of Ham. And he made his people very fruitful and made them stronger than their enemies.
Did you ever peek ahead to the end of a story because you just couldn't wait for the conclusion? This is oftentimes what we long to do in our own life, especially in difficult seasons. We want to know when our affliction will end. But only God knows the future, so we must learn to trust Him in the meantime. Joseph probably wished he could glance into the future to find out when his life would stop spiraling downward. Between the hatred of his brothers who sold him into slavery, the anger and lies of his master's wife, and incarceration that left him languishing, it would have been easy for Joseph to lose hope. Those 13 years of his life must have seemed like an eternity. Even though Joseph couldn't see the future, God was with him every step of the way. And at the end of the dark years, he proclaimed he had learned that God meant it for good. We can't avoid trials, but knowing that God is with us and His purpose is good gives those of us who are believers the hope needed for enduring hardship with peace.